Hi guys, and welcome to Vegan Booty Talks. I have a guest with me today. He is a vegan for 20 years, pro vegan bodybuilder, entrepreneur, and podcast host, Roger Smith. Hi Roger, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Aurora. How about you?
I'm good. I'm so glad we are decided to meet again because I was in your podcast and now you're in mine, which is great time to kind of go back and remember what we talked about and kind of look forward on the other thing that happened, you know, in between those two podcasts. So first of all, before we get started, I would like you to introduce yourself a little more. Can you tell everyone where you're from and what do you do for a living?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Thank you for the opportunity, actually. Yeah. So I'm Roger Smith, and I'm actually an entrepreneur. So I do real estate, and I have a couple other businesses too, as far as plant based businesses as well. But one of my main thing is helping people transitioning into a vegan lifestyle. So I do a little bit of a life coaching, and I also mix a little bit also of the fitness aspect of it. So not only I help people transitioning to veganism, but also give them the tool so they can do it effectively and then use the fitness also as a tool. So I combine those two. And myself, a little bit of my background, as you mentioned, has been vegan for about 20 plus years now. And I'm originally from Panama, so I'm Panamanian. And I actually started my vegan journey back over there. So I've been living in the state for about 20 plus years also. So I started my journey back in 2002 in Panama. And then I moved to New York, and then from New York, I moved to Houston. And then I've been living in Houston since. So yeah, it's a pleasure being here.
Wow. Where you was born?
Yeah, I was born in Panama, in Central America. And
okay.
I grew up there. You know, I lived there for half of my life pretty much. And there was really not a lot of information when it comes to like vegan, so it was like a completely strange foreign thing back then. But now it's pretty common. So I went back there recently, and the vegan movement has grown so much. I was so proud.
Wow, that's so good to hear. So
Yeah.
why you decided to switch to the plant-based diet in 2022, I believe you said.
Yes. Yeah. That's a good question. So basically, it was literally kind of, I won't say a mistake, but because thing happens for a reason, right? I don't believe in just casuality or luck in that sense. But what happened is that I have a friend or a person I know. He actually was promoting, or he was actually living the lifestyle as a plant-based during those times. So. And I guess I got inspired. So I asked him, hey, why you don't, when we go out as a group of friends, this specific type of food like pizza and burgers, why are you not eating those things? So I noticed a pattern on this guy, right? And so I asked him, like, why you're not eating this type of food? And then eventually he'll mention, like, hey, listen, I guess I'm vegetarian. That's the word that he used back then. And even though he doesn't like to put names on things, but he said, like, well, you know, I don't eat this type of food. And if you want to know why, I think it's better if you do your own research instead of me telling you what to do. And that was kind of his approach, basically. So I'm being very curious. I'm always like to research, to investigate, to learn. So he gave me a book. I think the name of the book is The Miraculous Diet by Dr. Herbert, I believe it is. And then I read the book, but the book didn't ever resonate with me when it comes to like being vegan, because there was a lot of like medical terms, you know? And so at that age, it wasn't really resonating with me, all these medical things. And especially because I was considering myself fairly young at that time, and I was really not thinking about health. Like health was not like a thing, you know,
sorry to interrupt you. What book was the name of the book?
The Miraculous Diet.
Never heard about that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so you recommend it or not? It's not a good one.
I don't recommend it if you're starting as a vegan. Like if you're just doing the transition, I don't recommend it because it's very technical. So I would recommend, you know, reading some other type of literature, especially because it's more modern. Because this book it mostly talks about basically eating clean. Of course, it talks about not eating animal product because of the saturated fat and all the different components, but it mostly talks about eating clean. So it just only pictures from the, it's only talks about from the eating standpoint, right? Which is a very important aspect. So So yeah, so basically, you know, we connected and started researching more. And what actually made me convert as a vegan was actually the animal offer. So basically, I'm a vegan for the animal, if you want to put it up for the contest, because I started going online, I started looking at videos of how the animals were treated, and then I decided to pledge and say, you know what, I'm not going to be part of this kind of stuff. So I'm going vegan. I went vegan cold turkey, no pun intended. So I stopped eating animal product like today. Okay, today I'm going vegan. And that's it. So that was my approach. And then, you know, then the story goes that it wasn't really probably not necessarily the best approach in that at that moment. And I got sick, and then I went back to eating animal, but then I still figured it out. So it was a transition. So it took me a while before I figured it out, the whole complete package, basically. Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned you got sick. You got sick because you went vegan, or just something different?
Yeah, that's a good question. No, not really. So I went sick, not because I went vegan. I went sick because I wasn't eating. So because since I said I'm not going to eat any animal product, then at that point I didn't have enough knowledge. Think about it, 20 years ago, like how veganism was. It was really not, it was not really a thing. There was not really that many options. You maybe found soy milk and rice milk, and that's about it. You know, now you got 15, 20 versions of nuts milk, right? So there was not a lot of options. And then now on top of that, I didn't have a lot of information, because information was not available as it is right now. So I didn't really have a lot of information about vegan. So the only thing I knew was I didn't want to eat animals. That was it. So, but I wasn't sure what kind of food to eat, what to eat, when to eat it. So I didn't have no on this concept. I didn't have no information about nutrition. So I got sick just because I wasn't eating at all, not because of not eating animal. Because then the first thing that happened when I got sick was because people thought that it was because I wasn't eating animal, right? Because it was, oh, you're not eating meat, so you're not eating protein, so you're getting sick. But no, it was because I was not eating at all. Because I was like, oh, that's not vegan. I'm not gonna eat it. So I went to the stream.
So you basically starve yourself?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's so stupid. Oh my God.
<I know.
laughs> I'm sorry, but this is crazy. So you could don't eat at all day just because you don't want to eat animals? That's what you did?
Well, yeah, no, not necessarily that way. But see, for example, so let's say at that time I was living with my parents, right? So let's say my mom
How
would
old
cook
are you was that time?
I was probably like, maybe my 20s, like 20, 20 years old. Yeah, my 20s,
okay.
Yeah, early 20s.
Okay.
So I was at home with my parents. I think I just relocated back, because that was another story. I moved out, I had a business, my business went bad, and so I moved back in. But anyway, so I moved back in, and so when that happened, let's say my mom would cook like a staple meal, you know, let's say rice, chicken, salad, you know, whatever the case was. So I would remove the chicken off the plate. So just eat the rice, and then maybe like two tomatoes, what they call salad. So that was like my meal of the day, and that was it. So I wasn't really eating enough calories, right? I wasn't eating enough food. It wasn't not a balanced meal. There was nothing in that sense. So now it wasn't like I wasn't eating nothing at all, but I was not eating enough food, or was not eating nothing. So basically I was not eating, and there was a meal. So because Panamanians, they tend to cook a lot of like, this is a tradition. They tend to mix the meat with the rice. So they miss it a lot. So if you have a plate that has that, I'm not going to eat it, because now at that point you already have chicken in it, and then I'm not going to go start picking every time. So I went to that, basically to that level, and that's the reason why I was struggling with the food at that point of my life. So
oh my God, I'm so sorry you deal with that. So basically you get sick, like what's the medical condition that you actually got because of like poor eating?
Well, no, I didn't get to the point to get sick in that sense, or like, you know, I didn't get any type of like, let's say, any type of sickness in that sense. It was just I was starving and all, and then I was like, let's say if it was to a point that I was starving that I needed to throw up, for example. And I was like, there's nothing but coming out, because there was not really enough food. So I didn't go to the doctor or anything like that. So what ended up happening is like, when they happened, my friend basically told me, hey, you need to check a doctor. So go to talk to a doctor. So I went to a doctor, and the doctor, he kind of gave me like a meal plan. So he gave me like meal plan. And now with that, it was like my first initiation to understanding like how what to eat or what not to eat. And then I started associating myself with people that have a very similar lifestyle. And then they will start to cook and eat food. So now I'm starting to get better conditions, I mean, and eat better. So that was kind of me kind of do that transition. Then I moved to the state and everything went down. I mean, went down skyrocket from there because there was more variety of options, right? And there was a better community.
Wow, how is your family and your friends are react when they find out that you switched to the plant-based diet? Did you find any struggle with that?
Yes, that was a big struggle, and there was two aspects. So family was a problem because, well, I won't say a problem, but family, I got a lot of rejection from family, of course,
Well,
because
I couldn't imagine if your family cooked for you a chicken with rice, even though you were, not eating rice chicken. I can imagine they just didn't want to cook anything else, right?
right,
Like,
yeah, exactly.
that's so
Oh.
sad.
Yeah. And also, and there's a point of, for example, food symbolizes like family, unity, culture, symbolizes se several things, right? So when you have, let's say you have family members coming in to, visit you or visit your family, the first thing they rejoice is to food, right? So they got the cooked meals, but it comes and eat, whatnot. So that's pretty common. And then, and me not being partake of those situations, of course there'll be some comments about it, but the thing was, that situation happened, and some friends, I want to say I lost some friends too, but I don't really that didn't really bother me too much because of course with the years, because even though somebody doesn't want to be quote unquote my friend because I decided to choose a different lifestyle. Then you really were my friend in that first sense. And then two, I actually made more, even made more friends because of now being plant-based or being vegan. So I made a lot more friends.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So it
So
balanced out for me. Yeah.
is the same time that you moved to New York, or no, is it happened later on when you already switched to the plant-based diet?
It happens because so I actually went vegan in 2002. And I moved to, in 2004. So I spent 2 years being vegan in my hometown. So those
Oh,
2 years,
wow.
I went. Yeah, I went. So I went those 2 years with different struggles. So the losing of the friend happened while I was in my hometown, right? Some of the friends left. Some of them started talking, and I don't even know if it was because of vegan or because of something else. But that was the only big change that I had in my life in that just here in that situation happened. So it could have been that.
Well, what difficulties do you encounter when you are decided to switch to the plant-based diet? On the side, like we already talk about, like difficulties of finding out the options, right? To find out what is actually good for you to eat. But on the mental level, can you tell us, like, what was the hardest part and how you deal with that?
And you're talking about when I went vegan or now?
Even you just went, yes.
Oh, okay. So during that time, I think the most difficult part, the fundamental level, is being no having no support, because anything that you do in life, you always, even though you might not say directly, but you want to be either validated or supported or
Yeah.
clapped for, like you want some kind of support either for. From family, friend, partner, whatever you wanna, whoever you wanna put that into, but having no support, and then knowing that my parents come from a very strict background, and knowing that I always being quote unquote a good kid, and then the worst thing that I ever do in my life was work beer. I mean, I was like, man, like just no, seriously, like I mean, like if you think about it, like I never got in trouble. I never do any drugs. I didn't even do any alcohol. To this day, I don't drink. I don't smoke. I don't do any drugs. I don't do any of those things, right? I don't have a bunch of kids running around. So like, I never do any of those things, right? So the worst thing that I did in my life was going vegan. And then that one thing, which have a underlying message in it for me, I didn't get any support. So for me, I think that was the most difficult thing, like not being able to have my parents, which is my guess, my role model at that time, or my role models to be like my supporters and something so simple as that. And then I think my biggest mistake was because I was also was trying to convert them because I was like, oh, you gotta go vegan, right? Which is turns to be militant, and then that also scares a lot of people. So to
Yeah.
me, that from a mental level, that was probably the biggest issue, the biggest thing.
And how you deal with that? how you be able to overcome that?
Yeah, so I overcame that. So when at that age, I didn't have an answer. So one of the things that helped me is that I didn't really have a lot of support system, but the two or three friends that I had, I relied on them a lot. So I was always asking questions. I was always hanging out with them and just being curious, because I felt like at least there was one person that was understanding of me and understanding of my choice. Even though my friend is not as outspoken as I am, or as broad as same vegan like I am, at least he still was in the same pace. Like if I needed to go to him to talk about it, he will go be able to talk. So I use him a lot in that stage. So when I moved, then I started looking for a community, like all the vegans. So when I found all the vegans, I was like, oh, okay, I'm not the only crazy guy in the world that does this thing. So that at that point, it just went skyrocket from there, because I find a lot of more people that was in the same boat, literally.
Yeah. Okay. Can I ask you why you decided to move to New York?
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. So I decided to move because, well, one is me as a younger person, as a younger kid, even when I was in high school, I always dreamed to live in America. Like that was like my dream. I don't know. I guess I wanted to dream in America. Maybe some stuff I saw in the movies or some video or whatever. Plus I have family here, so it's not like I don't have family here. So always wanted to come to school here. Like, oh, I want to go to school and do all the life and all the different things. But but I didn't have that opportunity, right? So I didn't have an opportunity. So I was in a stage of my life that same year when I went vegan. A lot of things happens in my life that year. So that year pretty much is like the year I hit rock bottom, we call it, because my car got repo, my girl dumped me. Like I went through so many things, and I went vegan that year, and then I started getting sick. So like a lot of things happened. Like it's a very critical year for me.
That's why I ask you what age you was, because I was curious. You know, like some ages we have like critical changes in life, and I was like wanted to know, is that the age that everyone goes through so much?
Does it really?
I don't know. I'm not sure. But I think a lot of people, like in early 20s, have, you know, a lot of different things in life that change them.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. It makes sense. I went through all the different things in my life, and I said, you know what? I was like, I need a reset. Like, I need to hit the reset button, and I need to start a new life. I need to change. And one of the things that I always wanted to do was move here. So, I took a job, and I worked enough so I can get like enough money so I can buy a plane ticket. Right. And I have no seriously. And I have like a plane ticket, and then I have like some change, whatever that amount was. And then I was like, I'm just going. So I did that. I worked. And it's funny because I got this job and I got a promotion at 6 months. And I was tempted to stay there. But one of the things that I did was in that job, they had a line. It was an American company. So I can call to the US. So I used to call. I hope they don't know, but I used to call like my friends in the US. Hey man, how's things over there? I used to communicate. So I was constantly calling them. How's things going? How's the market? Is there any things over there? Like I used to constantly keep communicating with some of my friends that already migrated. Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so I hop into a plane. And so I got the job. I think I went for about a year. I got promoted 6 months down the road. I got promoted. I quit the job. So I got my settlement check. And then I bought the ticket and I came to America with $600. That's it. I'm like,
wow.
$600. That's it. I hopped into a plane with a bag, and that was it. I went to talk to, I went to knock on my aunt's door saying, hey, I'm here. She's like, oh, okay. I'm sleeping on the floor. So, and that's how the story goes. So, yeah.
But you have someone there who can at least give you the floor to sleep, right?
Yeah, in that case, yes. But yeah, that's another also story because yeah, you got to somebody's house. But I don't know. It's not always the same. It's not always the same energy, because one thing is like you come visit someone and it's like now you have another person staying. Now, remember that when somebody's staying, not everybody had the same attitude. You know, you stay in somebody's house, you're taking their electricity, you're eating their food. I'm vegan, by the way. So it's not like I have a special diet for them. So it's like, oh, do you have tofu? Like tofu, we don't eat tofu in this house. So you figure it out. So stuff like that. So
Yeah. Well, I understand. Yeah, your story is inspiring. Thank you so much for sharing this. It's absolutely incredible. You are overcome so many challenges in your life to become the person you are right now. And I'm sure you inspire a lot of people around the world right now with your story. So thank you for sharing that,
You're
first
welcome.
of all. But I also want to know, like, from that boy moving with $600 to New York, can you tell us what do you do now? Like, who you become finally in, like, how many years you already moved from New York, but how many years you in America?
I've been in America now since like almost 20 years now.
Oh wow, it's a long time. So what do you do now for living? And you know, how do you feel, like, have you ever regret that you left your family, your country, everything, and then you moved to America?
So right now I invest. I'm an investor, so I have properties that I'm invest in, and I also open businesses. I'm about to actually launch an plant-based entertainment center. So stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, I also on the side, I'm an independent contractor when it comes to IT. So I'm really heavy into technology. So I do tech stuff. So basically, putting from the constant. So from a source of like income is just that's the question was aiming to. And if I ever regret anything, no, I don't regret at all, at all. Actually, for me, I think you just say right. From that boy, I went from a boy to a man. So like literally, like there's no way because once I'm put in this situation of survival, basically, I have to figure it out. So you have to figure it out. So that's how my biggest growth happened. So for me, it was one of those situations. So I don't regret it at all.
Well, I have a similar story with you. I
Do
also from
you?
Ukraine, right? So I moved to Ukraine and didn't have anyone or anything here in America. So I absolutely know how it feel like. And I wanted to add to anyone who listened this, I think we as a humans grow the most in the pressure, in the uncomfortable situations and circumstance, right?
I agree.
So that's what's make it so unique. And if we are comfortable, we are really don't want to move anywhere, and it's really hard to grow from that point. So yes, I totally understand that you was placed in the situation to become a man and then to be responsible for your everything, for your bills, for your life, for your health, for your family, for everything that you do. And that's amazing, because it's, you know, it's push you, maybe push you too hard, but it's push you to become who you are right now. It's a great example for anyone out there. Now I want to talk a little bit more about how do you eat. Like, what is your top five plant-based protein sources?
Yeah, so quinoa, I like quinoa, I like tofu, I like seitan, lentils. I like some of the also some of the products out there, like dairy products and tofurkey and some of those stuff as well also. So that's
Okay.
pretty staple.
It was already five. Good. Do you
Yeah.
consider quinoa as a protein source? And if do,
No.
why? Because it only have about five, right? 5 gram of
5 grams, yeah.
protein on like 30 gram of quinoa, and it has a lot of fats. I mean, not a lot, but compared to the other grains. So you just like quinoa, or why you consider it to be a protein source, not like a carbohydrate source?
No, yes, you're right. Yes. It's same way with beans. They're higher in carbs, so I can consider them a part of carbohydrate. They have some protein, so that's why I included it in there, but I do like it as well. So just be so the good thing, and you know about this, or the good thing, the nice thing about the plant-based food is because they are high, the nutrient dense. So you get a lot of nutrients from different foods. So the variety of food that you eat is the better, right? So but yes,
Yes.
I definitely enjoy edamame too as well. Brown rice, even though some of those are carb, but they have some protein as well there too, so you can never miss
No,
it.
yeah, I actually love it, because I like when my guest has a different, you know, protein sources for the listeners to mention, and I Just recently, actually, I was doing my research because I was speaking at
Yeah.
the Vegan Expo in Florida, in
Oh,
Fort
yeah.
Lauderdale, about a plant-based complete protein sources. And yeah, I was exactly researching about combining a protein sources is going to be the best to get complete plant protein that has all the essential amino acids. So quinoa is one of the highest on the end of combining. So it's really easy to combine quinoa with, let's say, tofu and some beans. So you're going to get complete plant-based protein, which is going to be the most, like the most, the fish efficient in your, building block of your protein in your body to build some muscles and to feel full and satisfied after your meals. So I actually
Absolutely.
like it. That's why I mentioned that. And
No,
then,
great.
yeah, actually, it's going to be one more event when I'm going to speak about the same topic, and it's going to be in Sarasota in Florida
Florida.
again. Yes, I want to invite you to. It's Vegan Fest. Are you coming?
Oh, that would be great. When is it? Because that would be nice.
May
I would love to go.
21st.
May
It's May
21st.
21st. Yes, it's in Sarasota, Florida. And it's a vegan fest. This is only one day, but I don't know where you all located right now.
I'm in Texas, I'm in Houston.
Texas, yeah. So maybe you can fly over for one day. It would be really nice to meet you in person. There's going to be a lot of vegan speakers, vendors, and just fun, family-friendly event.
That would be awesome. Okay. Yeah, sure. We'll stay in touch, and I'll definitely see if I can
Yes,
see
and
you
you
there
guys
because I
invite
love
the
it.
two. Who any you listen to that? If you are wanna come and hang out, meet me in person, listen about complete vegan proteins. Come and check it out the Vegan Expo in Sarasota in Florida on May 21st, 2023. Because I don't know when they're gonna post that, but I believe it's gonna be posted before the May 21st. So
Right. Okay.
let's come back to the topic we talk about.
Yeah.
So I wanted to also know, have you felt any changes in your physique, in your performance, in your recovery, in your overall health when you switch to the plant-based diet?
Yeah, so that's a good question, and for me, if I've seen some changes in my physique, yes, of course, because I actually been able to be in different weight categories in during my 20 years of being vegan, which allowed me to demonstrate not only to myself but to others just by seeing me that I've been able to gain weight and even lose weight, maintain weight, maintain, lose, gain, and maintain. So I've been able to do all three. So my biggest and heaviest that I've been is been 250 pounds. So I was 250 pounds, and that's the heaviest that I've been. And then I've been able to I'm about now like about what 205, because I'm cutting for a show, and we can talk about that later, but talking for a show. And I think the slimming that I've been is like 190, which is interesting because when I'm cutting for a show when I'm about 190, people were like, man, you're too small. But I'm like, that if I wasn't competing. No, if I wasn't like really lifting weight, and I'm 6'2" and I'm 190, that should be a good weight and height for my height and weight. So it would be like a normal height, but no, because I'm always been over 200 pounds. People see the slimmer side and they say that I'm sick or whatnot. But anyway, so and for a performance, yes, I have noticed. I was an athlete, always been an athlete, and I know that for me, as far as when I the cleaner I eat, the better I perform in the gym, especially if you include rest, water, and other different things, right? So I did notice a change, especially in my recovery time when I turned vegan. I think as an athlete, I never had the best diet, but there was a lot of pain, especially because of jumping and playing basketball. So and now I don't have that type of contact as part of the physical sport. But I still perform with on weightlifting, and then I noticed that there's an improvement of how the way I recover and my recovery time.
Amazing. Yes. Okay. I'm glad to hear that. So you plan to compete soon again?
Yes. So I set up a date. This is the first time I'm actually going to do two shows 1 year. I know, generally speaking, a lot of competitors, they always do a couple of shows during the year. Sometimes I've seen some competitors that do like five, six, seven shows a year. I usually do one show. I usually do one show every other year. So it's been 3 years since I competed. So my last show
And
was
when is your
2020.
next show?
My next show is going to be October 7th. October 7th.
Amazing. Where is
Yeah,
gonna
and the
be?
30th. I'm going to do locally. So it's going to be one show here in Houston and the other one in another place in Killeen, Texas, which is about 5 hours from where I'm at.
What
So I'm going to do
division do you compete in?
physique. I do physique. I'm sorry.
Nice.
Classic. I do classic
Classic
physique.
physics. Got it, got it.
Classic physique.
Well,
I do
we
classic
all
physique.
gonna look it up and
Yeah.
hopefully, cheer you on for your journey to your stage. I feel like I can talk to you forever, but we have to wrap her up things. So before I let you go, can you tell everyone where they can find you, where they can follow you, and see you on the stage maybe?
Absolutely. Thank you, Rora, for the opportunity. So they can just follow me on my Instagram is Vegan Roger. It's so simple. So at Vegan Roger, I have all my links there. So you can just click on my link tree and you can find the link to my YouTube video, my podcast, and all that good stuff. Vegan Roger.
Awesome. Yes, and all those links are gonna be added in the description down below, guys. And before you are gonna go, if anything I forgot to ask you, or just any last thoughts you want to share with us.
No, and the last thing is, guys, a lot of people always focus on and see like Aurora and see the amazing transformation, but they don't know the work that she put on, right? Everybody see us and then they see us on stage and then flexing our muscle or posing, but they don't know all the work we put on, right? So I want you guys to appreciate that, but at the same time, guys, take inspiration out of that and put up your own work, get inspired, transform your diet, change your lifestyle, do the work. Be consistent and then you'll see results.
Yes, oh my God, it's absolutely well said. I was just talking about that on one of my interviews, and I was mentioned that sometimes we are too much focused on what we eat and we forgot about performance, about that hard work what we have to do. So yes, diet is important, guys. And we, as the plant-based advocates, I recommend you try a plant-based diet, but exercise is the most important part of your health. So move, exercise, do any type of activities. Don't forget about that. And if you are looking to achieve some physique that you dream about, yes, I absolutely agree with you. You need to hard work and take time on it. So I absolutely love this interview. I'm sure our listeners is gonna find it interesting as well. Thank you so much for your time today. And I feel like we can talk even more. Maybe we'll be back. But for today, thank you so much, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Goodbye.